City leaders in Denver, Colorado, are having an identity crisis. They worry that images of snow and mountains may not be enough to entice new business and investment to town. So the mayor has launched a campaign to solidify an image. NPR's Jeff Brady reports on the branding of Denver.
The Mile High moniker has been given to a lot of things around town. There's Mile High Stadium, Mile High Magazine, the Mile High Flea Market, and even the Mile High Polymer Clay Guild. But as historian Tom Noel points out, the phrase Mile High doesn't really say anything more than the city is located at a high altitude.
Yeah, one English visitor earlier on said Denver looked like an accidental city. As she put it, it looked like angels were trying to carry it somewhere and they got tired and just dropped it.
The lack of a strong identity presents a problem for a new mayor trying to attract businesses and educated workers. A lot of cities peg their identity to the major local industry. But there is no dominant industry here. The largest employer in Colorado is Walmart. Restaurant owner John Hickenlooper became mayor this summer and just a few months later appointed a director of marketing for the city. Hickenlooper understands some may be skeptical of the effort.
When people hear the word, well, that's your brand, they think suspiciously and cynically that, well, Madison Avenue is going to gin up a false image, something that's not real.
Hickenlooper says Denver has a lot of great things to promote. The weather, for one. You're probably thinking snow. And there was that blizzard last March that dumped 2.5 feet and paralyzed the city. But Denver does have more than 300 days of sunshine each year, and Hickenlooper prefers to focus on the upside.
I mean, I never, until I was in the restaurant business here and began paying attention, that we had more sunshine than Miami or San Diego. I mean, who would know?
Beyond Denver's weather, Hickenlooper's promotional ideas aren't that different from most other cities. A friendly business climate, nice city parks, and better-than-expected cultural institutions. But to be fair, the campaign to brand Denver has only just begun. On the city's streets, most of the people interviewed for this story say the mayor should focus his marketing efforts on Denver's quality of life.
Friendly people and beautiful weather.
Becky Johnson says Denver is just a great place to live, and she's watched a lot of people move away and then back, primarily because they missed the outdoor activities and slower pace of life.
That should speak for itself. No brand, no Hollywood, no New York.
We're gonna come back anyway, state.
A good quality of life is a hard thing to convey in a marketing campaign. And as historian Tom Noel points out, sometimes a nickname can create image problems of its own.
We used to be called the highest state. Colorado is the highest state, but what with drug use and other problems, that moniker has been dropped.
Mayor Hickenlooper and his new marketing director are determined their effort will be good for the city, and he promises it won't be some public relations snow job.
The only snow job we look forward to getting is, you know, right before Thanksgiving, about 4 or 5 feet up in Aspen and Vail.
The mayor plans to host a summit of the region's top marketing minds in January, and he hopes to begin the campaign to firmly establish Denver's identity a few months later. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.